Happy New Year! Welcome to 2023. Wow. God is so good. And all the time. Hey, guess what? In 2022, God was good. Guess what? He's still good in 2023. Isn't that awesome? So welcome to the presence, everyone that is here. Here in person and those watching live stream or on our Facebook page, thank you for joining us. We're going to have an awesome, awesome day. Awesome day. Awesome. Look at somebody and say, it's going to be awesome. Come on, stand on your feet. We're going to sing a little bit and give God some praise for allowing us to see another year. Here we go. Yeah. One thing have I desired. That will I seek. I just want to dwell in his presence. Hallelujah. Hey. One thing, here we go.
One thing have I desired.
That will I seek.
That will I seek.
It's the only thing that matters.
It's the only thing that matters.
The only thing I need.
Only thing I need.
Say it.
I want to dwell
in his house.
In his house.
All the days.
All the days of my life.
To behold his goodness.
To behold.
Everybody. Hey. One thing have I desired. Come on, say it.
One thing have I desired.
That will I see.
That will I see.
It's the only thing that matters.
It's the only thing that matters.
The only thing I need.
The only thing I need.
Hey, I want to dwell.
Hey, in this house. All the days
of my life.
To behold.
Say it again. I want to dwell. Say it.
I want to dwell in his house, in his house.
All the days.
All the days
of my life.
Of my life.
To behold his goodness.
To behold his goodness. And wait in his presence.
Hey. Come on, take that up.
I want to dwell.
Say,
all I wanna do is
clap those hands. It's 2023. Clap those hands. Everybody clap. Clap those hands. Look at somebody and say, Happy New Year. Tell somebody it's going to be a great year for you. Come on, tell them. So you might as well praise them right now. Yeah. Hey, praise it is all praise. Hey. Clap my hands. Rejoice. Shout it is all. All I want. How many of you have great anticipation for this new year? Now, this next song that we're going to do, we've done it many, many times, many, many times. Most of you, all of you know it. But this time, it has meaning. And I want you, it always has meaning, but today it has special meaning because it's a new year. And you are going to declare, you are going to declare into the atmosphere and into your spirit, into your heart, that nothing this year will be impossible because you have God with you. Amen. Are you ready? All right, here we go. Through you, I can do anything. I can do all things. Cause it's you who gives me strength. Nothing is impossible. Say, through you, blind eyes are open. Stronghold. Somebody and say nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. Not gonna live. Here we go. No, I'm not gonna live by what I see. Not gonna live by what I feel. Deep down. Today, Lord. Yeah. Here's the part I like. Listen. I believe. Do you believe it today? I believe it. Come on, say that. I'll say it like you mean it.
I believe.
Oh, 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 oh. Hallelujah. Broken in the name of the Lord.
The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord. Shall fear, you shall be afraid. The Lord is my life salvation. Who shall fear? Who shall be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait. Trust in you. I will trust in you. The Lord, the Lord, my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord.
To fear. Trust.
I will trust in you.
I will trust in you. Lord, the Lord is my light and salvation. Who shall
come on, say it. The Lord. shall I
fear? Come on, say it.
The Lord is my salvation. Who shall I be afraid? I will wait.
Say that I will remain.
I will remain confident.
I will see
the goodness of the Lord.
I will see. I will see. In 2023.
See.
I will see. I won't say it again. I will see. I will see. Say that one more time. I will see. I will see.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Let us make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall be glad and rejoice in it. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. That means 2022 and 2023. His mercy endures.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Father God, we come to you today just thanking you. Thank you for your mercy that you woke us up this morning, Father. Father God, it's you that we live and we move and have our being. We give you glory to your name. Oh, how excellent is thy name, O God. Great is thy faithfulness. What a wonder to behold. Father God, we just want to thank you for just yet another day. We thank you for forgiving us of our sins, oh God. Father God, we haven't done everything you told us to do, but you look beyond our faults and you still provided what we need. We say thank you.
Yes.
Father God, as we go through this year, just restore us. Revive us. Renew us. Remake us, oh God. Not only that, remind us, oh God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Remind us, Lord, that only what we do for Christ will last. Bless this church. Bless each member. Bless the head of this household. Pick him up on every leaning side. Give him wisdom up on high, Father, to teach this congregation more about you. We need more of you, oh God. More of you, oh God. This is my prayer, oh God. In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we come boldly before your throne, thanking you that we have this opportunity to see another year. Father, let us not take this coming year lightly, oh Lord. Oh, Father, let us each day be reminded of who you are.
Yes.
For you set the heavens, Father, for us to enjoy, Father. Let us not take those things lightly. Father, the day, each day that you've given us and allowed us to breathe, Father, let us not take those things lightly, Lord. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. Thank you, Father, that you are an everlasting Father, that you are our Prince of Peace, Father.
Yes, yes,
thank
yes.
you, Father. That you are our shepherd, that you look after your sheep, Father. And sometimes, Father, we fall by the wayside and forget to thank you, that you are our shepherd. You are the good shepherd, Father. Thank you, Father. All the provisions that you provided, Father, let us not take it lightly. And, Father, I just ask you to look in on this congregation. Each day this year, Father, we have a vision.
Yes,
with Father,
yes,
we pray
yes.
that this vision is your vision, oh, Father. Order our steps each day and
yes,
along the way, Father.
Yes.
Father, we can look back and see where you brought us from. We can see the steps that you've allowed us to make, and we can see where you've been right there with us, oh Lord. Father, let us not take that lightly either, Father. Oh, Father, I ask you to bless this congregation, oh Lord. The sick and the afflicted that's among us, oh Lord. Help us to continue to look to you, Father, for whence cometh our help, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Bless and touch each one of us, Father, in the name of Jesus, O Lord. Thank you, O God.
Eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard, nor have it entered into the hearts of men, the things, O Lord, that you have in store for your people, O God. And Father, we're your people today, O God. Father, whatever you ask us to do, we'll do it, O God. We'll surrender ourselves, O God, unto you, Heavenly Father. Order our steps, O Lord God. Lead us, Holy Spirit, O God. Let us pull down every weight, everything that beseeches us, O Lord God. Father, that we may hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying this year. Father, we ask that you will speak to us, O God. Speak to our hearts, O God. Speak to our families, O God. You said our weapons of warfare are not carnal, O Lord, but mighty to pulling down the stronghold. So we pull down every stronghold, every demonic attack that would come against the body of Christ today, oh Lord. And Father, we say yes to your word, oh God. Yes to your will, oh God. Father, we will listen to what the word of the Lord is saying, oh God. Father, give us a greater love for you, oh God. Give us a greater depth and a greater deepness and down on the inside of us, oh God, to search out the word, oh God. Father, let us peel back the words and know what you're saying for us, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we pray for our community, oh God. We pray for our government today, oh God. We pray for our nation today, oh God. We pray for our countries today, oh Lord God. Father, you look high and sit, you sit high and look low, oh God. Father, your word will stand no matter what others may say. Father, your word will stand and it will prevail, oh God. Father, and if that's for this house, oh Lord, for this house, we will serve the Lord, oh God. We will do your word, oh God. Yes. This house, oh God, we will obey your word and your will today, oh God. Father, even as the leader of this house, oh God, anoint his head, oh God. Lord, anoint his lips, oh God. When he speaks, oh Lord God, let clarity and simplicity come out, oh God, with the anointing down on the inside. Stir up that gift, oh Lord God. Let that fire burn, oh God, that when the word come forth, oh God, it'll be sharper than two-headed sword, cutting and piercing, oh God. Oh, God, we ask that you rightfully divide the word for us, oh, God, yes. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. And, Father, we call this thing done, oh, God. For 23, oh, God, we call whatever we place our foot, oh, God, that we will possess it, oh, God, because we will possess the land that you, oh, God. We will win souls for the kingdom, oh, God. We will take back the city, oh, God. Father, we will do what you call us to do. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father, we right now, oh God, unstop our ears so we can hear this year, oh God. So we can hear any strategic move, oh God, that you have for us, oh God. Father, let us be quick to hear, slow to speak, oh God, and slow to get angry, oh God. But Father, let us be humble, oh God, humble to the word of God in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We bless you. And if everybody's in agreement, oh Lord, give God a Shabbat today, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and do our affirmation prayer together. Everyone together. Father, I thank you that as I delight myself in you, you will give me the desires of my heart, because you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. I will not lose heart or give up, because I can do all things through you who strengthen me. And I will reap in my due season if I do not get weary in doing good. Father, I decree according to 3 John 2 that in every area of my life I am prospering and I am in good health, even as my soul prospers. I am free from pain, sickness, and disease, and I walk in divine health. Therefore, now let it please me to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it, and with thy blessing, let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. Amen.
Hallelujah. You may be seated this morning. Happy New Year to you, the presence in Owosso. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I'm hoping that everyone has been able to enjoy the awesome breakfast this morning back there and the delightful hot chocolate bar they had going on. It was thank you all those that were part of that and making that happen. You guys, you look spectacular on this New Year's. Sparktacular, is that a word, sparkly? But we are so thankful you have joined us. We always like to pause and take a moment. Anyone here with us on this New Year service for your very first time? Any new guests? Would you mind standing? You're here for the first time. Stand up. Let's give a round of applause. That is awesome. Well, special Happy New Year to you. We appreciate you being here with us at the presence. Well, let's take a moment. You can stay standing because we're going to love on you. All those in that area, let's greet our guests, please. And if you're not in that area, or you're in that area, find at least 2-3 people. Tell them they look sparktacular. Tell them Happy New Year, Happy 2023. Thank you those that are at home joining us online. Happy New Year to you. Find someone next to you or text someone. If there's no one near, I'm sure you probably have that text part already covered. But We're thankful that you have joined in with us this morning. You can hear everyone asking each other, did you stay up late last night? Treats and back, don't worry. There's another opportunity coming up for that. I kind of combined my coffee and hot chocolate. I just stole the whipped cream and put it on my coffee this morning. A few sprinkles. So how many of you did get to participate in the back this morning? You ate? Drank something good? Good. Well, Happy New Year. We're just delighted again that you are here. And we want to take a moment now and let our presence. Kids, if you'll stand, we're going to let them go. They are dismissed. Enjoy their New Year's service in the back. Yes, let's give them a hand. Love our children. Awesome. All right. Well, I want to say it one more time. Happy New Year. As Pastor Alvin comes, let's give him a welcome.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to 2023. God is good, isn't he? And all the time, God is good. So the children are going over to the children's area, and waiting for them are, first of all, I want to give a shout out to Sister Linda Oglesby for doing an awesome job with our New Year's breakfast, quiche and cinnamon rolls. And I saw that tray of cinnamon rolls, and I can't eat like that before I sing. I just said, oh my God. But I will make sure that I get some, okay? And it was wonderful. And my heart is so full this morning, because I asked the staff and various people. I said, listen, I want this, you know, having service on the first day of the year doesn't come often. And so I want us to do it up as best as we can. So let's have something special. And as a matter of fact, where's Rochelle? Rochelle. Go get two of those, one of each of what, yeah, she knows. Go. Thank you, Rochelle. Don't tell nobody. And I said, we're going to give out, everybody is going to get something today. And you've already, those of you who have had the breakfast, and I'm sure they'll have some more after. And then the children, they go over there. They have waiting for them goodie bags. And I want to thank Tamala Tarver for getting those together for our children. And she even, you know, I don't know why she did it, but she even got me one. She knows why, because I texted her and said, do I get a goodie bag? And there was one on my desk. And also, we have something for the youth. If you are a youth, 11 to 18, if you are 11 to 17? Oh, we'll do 11 to 18. 11 to 18, I've got something. Dad, don't you stand up. If you are anywhere 11 to 18, would you stand on your feet, please? Stand on your feet. Come on, come on, come on, come on. All right. Let me see. I need somebody. Will you help me? Will you help me, Tracy? There's two beautiful young ladies standing up back there. Would you go and give them a $10 gift card to Chick-fil-A? And if you're watching and you are a youth, a part of our church or not, I've got a few more left, and so I want one of these and one of, yeah, I want. She didn't know what I was talking about. So if you are a youth watching, and come to the presence on a Sunday. If we have any of these left, we'll give you one $10 gift card. For Chick-fil-A. Anybody else? 11 to 18. Wish you were 11:18. Wish you were 11:18. Oh, okay. And, all right, so I'm going to give these to Mr. Snow. All right, I'm waiting. Are they coming? Ah, there we go. There we go. Right there. Right there. Woo! Woo! There you go. Hey! All right, so now look. For every adult that is here, when service is over, you are going to get one, at least one, beautiful new year, Happy New Year with our logo cookies. And these cookies are the bomb. They are so good. And then Griselda had this awesome idea, and every adult, every person is going to get a bottle of Martinelli Sparkling Non-Alcoholic. And we put our own label on there. It says Happy New Year with our logo 2023, the presence in Owosso, real God, real people. And I want to thank Griselda and Tammy, Tamala Tarver, and Deidre Boyd for doing that. And it looks wonderful. And these will be back there. So make sure, don't go out that door at the end. Go that way, all right? And we've got plenty of these. Get one. I was kidding with Gary yesterday. I said, one cookie per household. You just break it in half. No, we got, there's plenty back there. There's plenty back there. Every adult, husband, wife, each get a bottle, and it's good stuff. All right? So we're so excited to be in a new year, and God has some exciting things in store for us. How many of you had a good new year? You woke up, stayed up till, how many of you stayed up till 12? I did. All right. How many of you watched football all day yesterday? I just about did. Well, okay, I forgot my glasses. I'm sorry. Are you ready for the word of the Lord? While they're bringing those, there's just two things that I want to share with you that are coming up this month. One, on January 21st, it's a Saturday, we're going to have a family church breakfast. A family church breakfast. And thank you. It's going to be at, how many of you are familiar with Evelyn's restaurant there in Tulsa? It's going to be, we're going to, you know, they're going to do it for us. We'll be the only ones in the restaurant that Saturday morning. And I'm going to share with you that day, state of the church, the state of our church. I'm going to share some things regarding our vision, etc. So I want you to mark your calendars for that. Now, it's a full breakfast, and all we're asking from, and you'll be able to do this online. All we're asking is $5 per person, okay, for the breakfast. You can't get that anywhere, okay? And it's, I mean, full breakfast, and they do food right there, okay? So that's the 21st, and then our Nothing But Worship will be on January the 29th, the fifth Sunday of this month. But the main thing for this month is our church family breakfast on January 21st. All family, children come, and we'll figure out maybe how to do a maybe like $3 or something for kids or something, or kids eat free. Ah, I just said it, kids eat free. Adults, $5 per person, okay? All right, turn with me to Acts, the second chapter. I haven't said much, I'm little. I just want to say how awesome a job Johnny is doing on the drums for us. Sort of doing double duty, making sure everything is set up back there, and Paulette does an awesome job back there, and Gary and Vife. And you may not recognize this, some of you may, but we are now able to go, what is it? Go, what is it? What is it? On multiple platforms. We're able to stream on multiple platforms now whereas we used to have to set up, you know, those tablets. We don't do that anymore. And so and pretty soon we're going to be getting new cameras. We're going to increase our cameras. And so just wanting to make the online experience, you know, improve on that. But I'm thankful that we're now able to live stream on multiple. Right now we are on our website and Facebook Live. All right, and we're on our way to doing YouTube as well, and so we're thankful for that. All right, so we want to stay on the cutting edge of what is happening in the tech world and make sure that we're reaching everybody the best way that we can. So thank you to all of you who have been working to do that. I know Bythe and Johnny have been working on the technical side. Would you please give them a God bless you, a good hand, doing an awesome job. All right. What did I say to turn? All right. Would you lift your Bible up or your phone? Ooh, that looks good. Oh, I lost my place. And say this: I will not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Come on, say it again. I will not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. All right, you're not finished. Come on, lift it back up again. Say, in 2023, I refuse to be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you, God, for this new year. Thank you that you're speaking a fresh word into our hearts. I thank you, Lord, that we're forgetting those things which are behind, and we're pressing forward towards what you have for us this year. So we thank you and we honor you for that. Speak to us now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Cars are having church out there. All right, everybody do your clicker. All right, here we go. Charles, that'll be $10. I tell you what, we have so much fun with Charles. He comes, we rehearse in here at, you know, 9:15 or so, and he'll come in here and he'll say, "Listen, if I don't hear more organ, I'm leaving the church." All right, are you there at Acts the second chapter? I'm going to read verses 41 through 44. Acts 2, 41 through 44. So then those who had received his word were baptized, and that day there were added about 3,000 souls. They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. Our key verse today is going to be 44. And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common. And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common. And then I want you to just go over to fourth chapter, verse 32. I'm going to pair that with Acts 2 and 44. Acts 4, 32 says, "And the congregation of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and not one of them claimed that anything belonging to him was his own, but all things were common property to them." I believe that today's message will set the tone for all that we desire, seek to accomplish as a church in 2023. I truly believe that. I also believe that today's message will set the groundwork for what I believe the Lord will have me to share at our church family breakfast, where I do the State of the Church address on Saturday, January 21st. And for this reason, I'm going to do something a little different today. I'm going to wait to the end of the message to share with you the title. There's a reason for it, but I'm going to wait to the end of the message. For now, I want to say to you that what happened in the first few chapters of Acts is just fascinating to me. It's fascinating. I'm fascinated with how God used these ordinary people to do some extraordinary things. Now remember, in the upper room there were 120 or so in Acts, the second chapter. So after the Holy Spirit fell, instantly it went from about 120 to about over 3,000. And the Lord kept adding to the church daily those who were being saved. And who knows, if that many were saved in one day, who knows what happened after that. So the church, anything that is alive is growing. And so the catalyst for the birthing of this early church and its healthy, sustained growth was, of course, the outpouring of the Holy Ghost in chapter 2. I believe some incredible things are in store, are in the process of taking place here at the presence as we continue to allow God to pour out His Spirit on us and in us. Because the result of the power of God is the blessing of God. We say all the time, God, fill this house with your presence, with your people, and your provision. And so as we magnify God, as we make the presence of God the number one focus, just as they did here in Acts, as we allow the presence of God to blow in this place, as we allow the presence of God to shower down on us, the blessings will come. So, Acts 2:44. Go back to Acts 2:44. It says, and all those who had believed were together and had all things in common. So I'm going to just pick out a few of the words here. First of all, let's talk about together. Everybody say together. Come on, say it again, together. So the word together, and when I study the Word of God, I do look up the Hebrew and Greek words. I very rarely share them publicly because, you know, you're not trying to teach Greek or Hebrew here in the morning. Most of the time, you won't remember what I say anyway. But today, oh my God, I'm not making this up. The Greek word for together in Greek is autos. A-U-T-O-S, A-U-T-O-S. You know, cars, together. Which the root means the same. Everybody say the same. The same. Same. So, and all those who had believed were the same. All those who believed were the same. They were all believing the same thing. Unity in Christ was the driving force. You get that? Autos. Driving force. Get that? Yeah. Good again. Driving. Autos. Driving. Unity in Christ was the driving force behind their believing. Psalm 133:1 says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell, how? Together in unity. That's Psalm 133:1. But then I believe it's the last verse, verse 3, it says this. For there, where? For there, where? For there, for at the place of unity and togetherness. For there, the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. There is a blessing that God reserves and even commands to take place in the midst of a people who operate in unity and togetherness. And ladies and gentlemen, the Acts church got that. The blessing came because they operated in unity. The Holy Spirit came. They received the Holy Spirit. They allowed the Holy Spirit to work in their lives. They began to work together, love together, eat together. They had quiche, cinnamon rolls. All right? The next part of verse 44 says they had all things in what? All things in common. We read Acts 4:32, But and it also uses that word. It says not one of them claimed that anything belonging to him was his own, but all things were common property to them. I want to talk to you here just for a moment about the commonality of Christianity. The commonality of Christianity. Common, the word common means belonging to. Belonging to. Which means that one person's possessions belonged to another or was available to everybody else. They had all things in common. This commonality goes far beyond, it goes far beyond sharing of physical possessions. As a matter of fact, the sharing of physical possessions was simply an outward sign of what they shared spiritually. They had a common bond in the spirit. As a matter of fact, the Greek root definition, not making this up, of common is sun, S-U-N. When there is a commonality amongst the brethren, it's from the S-O-N who shines on us together to share with one another. Listen, when we read in Acts the second chapter, in Acts the third, and Acts the fourth chapter, how they broke bread together, it wasn't something that they had to work towards. It wasn't something that they were, oh, we got to get together again. We ate at so-and-so's house last week. All they had was fish sticks. I don't want no more fish sticks. That word common in Greek is son. And what that means is with. W-I-T-H. With. They had all things with one another. Did y'all catch that? They had all things with one another. You know what? This is an awesome crowd for a New Year's Day. I'm telling you what. Y'all, this is awesome. Look at the person next to you and say, you look awesome today. You look awesome. So the word common means to be with. What I have is also with you. My faith is also your faith. My victory is also your victory. My pain is also your pain. My time is your time. My ribeye steak is your... Wait a minute. What's that? Hold on. Wait a minute. I ain't sharing that. I'm sorry. I love y'all. Love you, love you. It's interesting that both Acts 2:45 and Acts 4:34 say that no person amongst them, amongst this believing church, was in need of anything. There was no lack amongst any of them. Do you know why? Because what would happen is there was such a spirit of sharing that if one person lacked or needed anything, someone else in the congregation would step forward and say, I got it for you. If one person was in need of a job, someone knew how to get them a job. If one person was in need of a place to stay, somebody would provide them a place to stay. If one person needed a new horse or donkey, somebody would provide it. I've said this many times in our congregation, and Pastor Sanola and myself have done it on two occasions. God is going to bless many of you to be able to give away cars. Somebody ought to just lift those hands and give away houses. It says in one of the versions, I think, that they would sell their property and give the proceeds to the church in order to distribute to those who were in need. That's a spirit of togetherness. That's a spirit of commonality where no one in the congregation lacks anything. And that's the way God designed the church to be. So that everyone who comes to the church, it doesn't matter whether you make six figures or no figures. Everyone in the church has their needs met. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, is togetherness. That's togetherness. And it's not hard to do. Because love shouldn't be hard to do. The commonality of Christianity is based on our shared faith in God, knowing that together we received redemption. And because we together receive redemption through Christ Jesus, we can now serve others unconditionally. All right, let me turn our attention. Let's turn our attention to Acts 4:32. Acts 4:32 says, and the congregation of those who believed were of one heart and soul. Let's just stop right there. Everybody say heart. The heart is the center of the circulation of the blood. Okay? The heart is the center of the, is what, that's what pumps the blood. That's what circulates and distributes. And hence is regarded as the seat of physical and spiritual life, the heart. The blood of Christ, everybody say the blood of Christ, is circulating from our hearts and is pumping life into our church. It is through the blood of Christ, it is the commonality that we have through the blood of Christ that is pumping life into the ministry of God. That's what gives us life. Is the blood of Christ. It's through His blood that we have all been delivered. It's through His blood that we have all been set free. And it is that freedom that we share together, one heart. There's a quote in a movie. The name of the movie is Oliver and Company. Shannon said, that's the movie. And I don't know that I've actually seen the whole movie. I don't remember, but I do know that our family, our immediate family, has this line that we say based on what was said in this movie. This little dog, Tito, not Jackson, but he was a little dog. They were talking about how to rescue another dog. I don't even know the whole story, but at one point Tito said, "Listen, we've got to do this." He said, "He's family. He's blood." And so from that, we always say together, we're family. We're blood. Look at the person next to you and say, we're family. We're blood. Oh, you got to say it right. Now I'm going to give you one more chance. Come on, look at somebody and say, we're family. We're blood. Hallelujah. We are. We're family. And we're blood. We share the same spiritual DNA. That makes us one heart. Thank God for the oneness that we have as a church. Remember I told you about the Greek words, and I'm not making this up. Here's another one. The word heart in Greek is cardia, from which we get what? Cardio. Together, we need to get our cardio. We need to get our cardio. That's why we need to come together. We need to do life together. We need to physically gather together. That's why even while we have platforms for online, and some people, because of health reasons or whatever, they choose to watch online. But listen, there is a blessing that comes from rubbing elbows with somebody else, from being in the same atmosphere, from being in the same breathing space, place with someone else. There is something that happens when we physically come together. There is a spiritual connection also that we all share, whether you're online or in person. There's a spiritual connection that takes place. Life is better when we're able to do life together. Because we're family. We're blood. How about soul? It says that they were together, heart and soul, and they're not the same. All right. Ask me what the Greek word is for soul. I'm so glad you asked. The Greek word for soul is psuche. Psuche, which speaks of our psyche. It's the soul is the breath of life. Everybody do this. God breathed into us the breath of life, the soul of life. It's the animation of the body. So not only are we connected by the blood of Christ, we're connected by the breath of Christ, the animation, the power. The Bible says that on the day of Pentecost, they were in the same place, and a rushing mighty wind, a sound as of a rushing mighty wind. The soul is the seat of our feelings, our desires, and our affections. And when we are together with one heart and one soul, we all have the same feelings about Christ, the feelings about how God desires for us to share the gospel and to be light and salt in the world. We have the same desires as it pertains to ministry, the same affections as it pertains to what God desires for us as children of God. For a church, this represents our culture. Every church has a culture. Every church. I would say that our culture is based in the presence of God and the love of God. We worship hard here and we love hard here. That's our culture. And we laugh here. There's joy here. There's healing here. There's family here. There's safety here. And I've said this I don't know how many times to people. We do what we can to get people here or to get people to tune in. We do our due diligence. We work hard. We make plans and all of that. But once they get here, it's all on God. And whether they stay or not, it's all on God. And so we do the best we can to have a culture that is healing, that is loving, that is nurturing, a culture that kids, a place where kids love to come, a place where teenagers, youth desire to come, a place where adults, young adults, as well as senior adults. We want to have a culture here that's welcoming to all those who desire to serve God. The Acts Church, y'all, was alive. It was animated. Matter of fact, Acts 2 and 43 says, everyone kept feeling a sense of awe. It was like, whoo, man, this is awesome. I can't wait to get to church next Sunday. I can't wait to get to just one verse Bible study on Wednesday. Which, by the way, won't be this Wednesday, but the second Wednesday of this month. There was such a feeling of awe when they met in the fellowship hall and they were having breakfast and eating together and fellowshipping together. It was just a sense of awe. So how do we accomplish this sense of awe? How do we accomplish this type of heart and soul believing together? Well, the answer begins in verse 242. Aside from us having to be locked in and saturated by the power of God and the Spirit of God, look at verse 42 of Acts, the second chapter. They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, and to breaking of bread, and to prayer. Whenever I see a list like that, you know what I say to myself? That's important. We need to look at that. That right there is a how-to. They were continually devoting themselves. They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching. That was the word of God. And with that, we can just put all together the coming together to worship God. They were continually coming together to worship God and to hear the preaching of the word of God. They were continually coming together to fellowship. And that, it says fellowship, and that's not just, you know, when we say fellowship, what you bring to eat. But that's not specifically what that's talking about, because right after that is breaking of bread. So the fellowship is more of that just commonality, just hanging together, being together. Sort of that thing that happens when we dismiss here in a few minutes and everybody stays in the sanctuary for another 30 minutes. You know what that's called? Fellowship. It's like, I just love the fellowship. Because everybody needs that. We need that. Wouldn't it be a sad thing as if we said, listen, after I do the blessing, you don't have to go home, but you got to get up out of here. Lights off, everybody go. No. After I give the blessing, that's when the after party starts. So they gave themselves. They were devoted to the word of God, fellowship, and eating together, breaking bread, and prayer. And prayer. The Acts Church, ladies and gentlemen, the Acts Church, after the infilling of the Holy Spirit, these are the four things that set them on the path to success. The word of God. And I don't know about you, but I believe we get some great word here. I believe whoever's preaching up here does a great job. We have some awesome people who share the word of God. I love when Larry Brown shares. And just recently we had Ira to share, did an awesome job. Who knows who's going to be identified this year? We don't know. But whoever stands up here to share the word of God, it's God-inspired and God-breathed. And then when service is over, we fellowship together. Because I wanted to get a chance to talk to you before church, and I didn't get a chance to, so tell me how you're doing now. That's fellowship. And then where are you going for lunch? Or what are we having for dinner? That's why we're doing the family breakfast on January 21st. And I'm saying to you, and I'm saying to you, in 2023, we're going to get more of the Word of God. We're going to do more fellowship hanging together. We're going to do more eating together. And we're going to do more prayer. I just feel like I'm supposed to say right here, my name is Alvin Frugé, and I approve this message. I'm almost done. These four ingredients, the Word of God, fellowship, eating together, breaking bread, and prayer, make for a healthy, growing church. All four ingredients must be strategically incorporated into the framework of our church. And I'm going to share more about that on January the 21st. Now, after devoting themselves to those four things, something contagious took place in the next verse. And we read it already. Everyone kept feeling a sense of awe. Why? As wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. Why did everyone keep feeling a sense of awe? Because of the word of God. Because of the fellowship, the connection. Because of the breaking bread together. And because of the prayer. Got to do it. The sense of awe happened as a result of their devotion to those four things. And then verse 44 is the outgrowth of verses 42 and 43, which is our text. And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common. How did they get to verse 44? It's because of verse 42, the word of God, fellowship, breaking bread, prayer. And there was, and verse 43, there was such an awe and a sense, and the Holy Ghost was moving amongst their midst. And it got so strong, it got so crazy, it just blossomed, it got so wonderful that all those who had believed were together and had all things in common. Couldn't get enough of each other. They were together, heart and soul, because of their shared belief and devotion to God, the work of the ministry, and the sense that God was doing something awesome in our midst. That, my friends, is the, not a, is the recipe for godly success as a church. I started to say earlier that I came up to the church yesterday, and the ladies were in there putting the labels on the bottles and just getting everything ready. Blythe was up here, Gary was up here, I was up here, and we were moving stuff around. And got in my car. Still, at one point I could hear them in there just working together and just laughing just like that. Telling jokes. And I was just thanking God for our church family. And the fact that God has sent us people. I'm trying to have a serious moment here. I'm crying and everything. It's just, I worked on this all night. Give me his name again. Huh? Tegan.
I love Tegan. It's good to see you, Benj.
But I was just thanking God for sending such awesome people to our church that share in the family and the commonality of Christianity and truly love God's people. I am crazy enough to believe that what God did in the first few chapters of Acts, that we can experience that here at the presence. And if you want to know what, what's driving Pastor this year, is that's what I want. And I believe that God can give it to us. We've got 120 chairs in this building. I believe everyone can be filled. If we don't believe they should be filled, we need to take them out. I believe that our children's ministry should be one of the best and growing children's ministry in this city. I believe that our youth ministry should be one that where other youth from other churches would love to come and just hang out with our youth, because our youth are awesome. And I've said this to our staff, I'm sure I've said it probably to our board a couple of times, but for every person that you see up on this stage, every person that you see working, every person, just name one, it doesn't matter. Every person, we need that times three. We need three more Erics. Listen, I know that Antonisa is saying, now, wait a minute, y'all, you don't want three more of them. No, we need at least two or three drummers, two or three bass players, saxophone players, keyboardists, singers, more people working in the back. We need more people. So that's what's driving me this year, 2023. And so with that, I'm asking you to believe with me. Will you? All right. Yeah. So with that, I would like to now give you the title of my message and our theme for 2023, Believing Together, Heart and Soul. I said, believing together, heart and soul. Who is going to believe? Are we going to believe together, heart and soul? Would you look at the person next to you and say, let's believe together, heart and soul? Come on, somebody else. Let's believe together, heart and soul. Tegan, let's believe together, heart and soul. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word today. Charles, let's get ready. Thank you for your word. And we declare that in 2023, we're believing together, heart and soul. We're believing for our new location. We're believing for our new location. Hallelujah. We know that you have great things in store for us. So as a first act of our believing together, we want to remember you. We want to remember your sacrifice. So we're going to join together in communion. God, seal this word in our hearts. May we enjoy life together. May we continue to laugh together, fellowship together, pray together. And I pray that there would be a demonstration of extravagant giving to one another that would blow us away. The word of God says, for I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. I'm sorry. Eric, you are anointed to be in this house. I just need to say this to you. I've played for a long time. And I'm not blowing smoke, man. I'm not. But it's one thing to learn songs and play songs. Anybody can do that. But can you flow in the most important moments in a service? Bro, you're anointed. I've never said this in my life.
when I hear you play. It's like, wow, that sounds sort of like what I would do. And it's sort of like God is saying that's the commonality. When we rub shoulders together, when we fellowship together. So thank you for your sensitivity. I just wanted to say that. Thank you for your sensitivity. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." And that's what we're going to do now. Father, in the name of Jesus, together, believing together, heart and soul, we remember you. We remember your sacrifice. We remember that it's not about us, it's all about you. So God bless us. Make us one, one heart, one soul, as we partake today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I love this song. I love to play it. Always Remember by Andre Crouch. And on that night, Jesus took the bread and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Take and eat." Then he took the cup. He said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Drink ye all of it in the name of the Lord." Hallelujah, hallelujah. Would you just lift those hands and just worship? Just worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, but the name of Jesus, oh yes, always keep him on your mind. Always keep him. Thank you, Paulette. There was amongst the Acts Church the fact that there was not a needy person among them. People were giving to the church. So giving was a part of this breakout of love and awesomeness, if you will. So in that spirit, let's prepare to give our first offerings, tithes and offerings of 2023. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I don't know about you, but here's a good prayer to pray. Pray that God would allow you in 2023 to tithe more, give more than you did in 2022. Amen. Say, God, I want to increase my giving. Will you bless me so I can give more? Amen. Well, if you're ready to lift that up, whatever you have, envelope or phone, however you give online. Father, thank you for the opportunity that you give us to give. So today we give with cheerful hearts, knowing that the seed that leaves our hand never leaves our life, but it goes into our future and multiplies. We will see it again in greater measure. Thank you, Lord, that we're blessed to be a blessing. Come on, say, I'm blessed to be a blessing. Oh, come on, say, I'm blessed to be a blessing. Hallelujah. So today we give knowing, Lord, that it all belongs to you anyway. Hallelujah. And we thank you for unexpected blessings this year. We thank you for debts paid off. We thank you for being debt free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you that in 2023 we'll be able to give more than we've given in past years in the name of the Lord. So we give with cheerful hearts this morning because we know that we're blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, somebody shout. Hallelujah. 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 I don't know about you, but I feel good in my spirit. Hallelujah. Woo! Look at somebody one more time and say, oh, this year, ooh, you're going to have a good year. Come on, tell somebody, you're going to have a good, you're going to have a great year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Tegan, let's give him the blessing, all right?
Ready to give him the blessing?
All right. Are we ready to go home? Would you lift those hands toward heaven? And for the first time in 2023, I give you the blessing found in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. May the Lord, the God of your fathers, increase you 1,000-fold more than you are and bless you just as he has promised you. We love you. God bless you. Believing together. Heart and soul. Now listen, all the adults, everybody, go that way. Go that way. Get you a bottle of sparkling cider and a nice cookie. We love you. Happy New Year. Say Happy New Year. Yeah.